Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't twist.
Oh, man. I love that little piece right there. I love that little piece right there that you can't handle the truth. But you know what? A lot of us can. Welcome back, everybody. Back and better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. Welcome to all my listeners and viewers on Facebook Live. And tonight we are on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. So you can check me out on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. You can see me from a side view. What's up, America? It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. So, you can log on to the Ron Kelly Show YouTube page, just in case you got tired of Facebook like some of us have. Shout out to Myra Lewis. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. Silas Lee, the gang is all here. Well, I hope a few more heads show up. But anyway, you know what time it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. So welcome to day 34. It's unbelievable. Day 34 of the government shutdown. You can't help but feel bad for the 800,000 or so folks, government workers who are missing their second paycheck. Now, I would have been going off if I missed the first paycheck. So you can imagine how these folks are feeling about missing their pay. So you got to feel bad for the people that are government workers who are not getting paid. You know, there's people who are flying, the air traffic controllers are not getting paid. Now, why would you not pay air traffic controllers? Now, they showed a video. They showed, if you shout out to Lamont Gay, shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. I have a special announcement regarding Sharon Allen Chambers. I'll get back to that in just a moment. Can you imagine, though, that the air traffic controllers are not getting paid? They're not getting paid. And, you know, so if you're up there 30,000 feet up in the sky, and there's a website. There's a website you can go to. It's called, I forget what it's called, Bad Research. There's a website you can go on. You can see where all the planes are in the skies over the United States of America. And I checked it out, and then there were planes. I mean, you can't even see the ground. They're planes. They look like they're in big clumps. And there's planes everywhere flying over the United States of America. And the air traffic controllers are up, they're not getting paid. And why would you take a chance not paying those people? You know, so it's a real serious situation now. Folks are going to bread lines, food lines, and all kinds of stuff. And the war of words goes on with Pelosi and Trump. We'll get to that. Now, the United States of America is not at all pleased. Shout out to Bunny McKnight. The United States of America is not at all pleased with the Trump administration. And President Trump in particular, and he's finally feeling some heat. Trump is feeling some heat, finally. Feeling some heat for the very first time in his presidency. Now, you have to give props to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi has balls. You see what I'm saying? Trump has no balls. I don't know what he has. But Nancy Pelosi has balls. And see, this is what the embarrassing part. Shout out to Shaquem before. The embarrassing part about this is that Trump's, all the men in the United States of America, in the Trump's administration, all of them just bent over, except for Mad Dog, except for the head of the Pentagon. Now, he was the one person that stepped to Trump. He was the only man. Now here we have a woman. This has got to be bad for Trump because there's a woman who's holding his feet to the fire. Nancy Pelosi, who's actually older than Trump. And she is keeping his feet down to the fire. So, you know, I mean, this is so embarrassing for the president because a woman is handling him and he had to back down. So, but we hate to see the folks who are not being, paid. So we hope they can work this out and get these folks paid. You know, the president hates being upstaged by a woman. We all know that the president has no use for women other than using them as trophies. As you can see from the looks of Melania Trump, who's not a bad-looking chick at all. Oh, one other thing, credit problems. I have just a thing. A little later on in the program, at the bottom of the hour, owner and founder of Shady Credit, certified credit consultant and best-selling author Juan Anderson will be in the house to help you get your credit situation. And he will be here at the bottom of the hour, my good buddy Juan Anderson, who's a certified credit consultant. And so here we go. So another King Day, is coming gone. You know, it really gets to me that how every time around this year we see the token mentions of King around his birthday. Just the token mentions King Day sale. I mean, what the hell is a King Day sale? You know, you can't even associate a sale to Dr. King because he wasn't about all of that. Like Washington Day, President's Day, Lincoln Day, you know, and all this nonsense. But another King Day has come and gone, and it really gets to me how every year around this time we see the token mentions, of about Dr. King. Some of y'all should be ashamed of yourself. You black folks, some of y'all should be ashamed of yourself that on King Day, you're putting pictures of food and this nonsense and smash it or pass it. And what the hell is wrong with you people? Smash it or pass it. Who cares what you would do? It's just, God, I can't take it. But anyway, so once again, we have another King Day. It's not the 51st King Day. Arizona was the last state. Arizona was the last holdout. The state of Arizona was the last holdout to make Dr. King's birthday holiday. And that was in the 80s, I believe. I have to look it up. Somebody look it up and hit me on Facebook Live or on YouTube Live, where we are right now, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. And, so another King Day coming and gone. And it really gets to me how every year we make these mentions, token mentions about Dr. King Ron's birthday. And most people, black and white, are just happy to get a day off now that Dr. King's birthday is a national holiday. Now, I can understand why other ethnic groups would look over the accomplishments of the great Dr. King. He probably didn't mean much to Arabs and, you know, he probably didn't mean much to, other ethnic groups. And we know, but Dr. King did lay down his life for us. He laid down his life for black folks. Yeah. I mean, he mentioned other people in his speeches. He mentioned, you know, little black boys, little white girls, whatever the case may be. But Dr. King got down the way he got down for black folks. You know what I'm saying? Now, we know in his famous speeches, he mentioned other ethnic groups coming together. But that coupled with the stir he was causing amongst our people, shout out to Pamela Stewart Martinez. Who I was a panelist with, along with Clark Pena, I shouldn't have switched off on the morning stretch with Tony Herbert. The morning stretch with New York City activist Tony Herbert. Had a great time. Okay, so we get to the bottom. So that coupled with the stir Dr. King was causing amongst our people. Shout out to Al Elliott. What's good, my brother? So that coupled with the stir that Dr. King was causing amongst our people, the powers that be at that time considered Dr. King a threat, which he was, and they decided to kill him. Now, we never really got to the bottom of who spearheaded Dr. King's assassination, but I think we all know. I think we all know where it originated. But it's pitiful. It's pitiful how our folks, our black folks, just overlook the accomplishments of Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King died for nothing. You know, if you look around the landscape of the black community today, and you see what's going on, it's like almost like Dr. King didn't die. He died for nothing. He died for nothing because even on Dr. King's Dr. King Day, I know a lot of black folks, and I'm looking at these posts, and hardly nobody even mentions Dr. King, hardly anybody. And I'm like, wow, what if Dr. King could see that? I mean, he'd probably be flipping around in his grave. He's like, man, I died for nothing. Because these Negroes are still, running around, running into each other, and so-called activists. Yeah, I saw a video of somebody who I'm not going to say who, somebody I see on Facebook, and they made a video of themselves, right? They made a video of themselves at all different rallies, a video of themselves at rallies, and they were making a video of themselves, and they were at a rally, and the video was like a montage, fade in, fade out of folks that they had been with, maybe de Blasio and some other people. And I'm like, you know, see, this is the problem when people are making this stuff about themselves. It ain't about you. If you're watching the show, you know who I'm talking about. It ain't about you. It's not about you. It's about us, not you. And I'm like, what's wrong with this picture? You're making a video about you. It's not about you. It's about the issue. And that's why our folks are where we are today, because they're making an issue about them and not about us. You got so many different organizations. There's 30,000, you know, black advocacy organizations that are all looking for certain different things. One wants housing. One wants police civility. Another one wants banking laws. Somebody else wants housing. Somebody else wants, you know, to be more inclusive politically. Others want, I mean, we got all these organizations of black folks running around trying to do all kinds of stuff. And see, and everybody is doing what they're doing separately and apart from the other people. See, this is part of the problem. This is part of the problem. You have so many people running around. Shout out to Mike Burgess. You have so many people running around doing A, B, and C. You know, so many black folks running around doing different things that nothing is ever going to get done because we're all doing different stuff. You know, it's going to take a national platform. And, okay, yeah, the NAACP, whatever they want, you put that on there. Then the Urban League, you put that on there. Then National Action Network, Reverend Al Sharpton's organization. Then you put what they want on there. And see, then you go on, and you have a national platform. So when there's a protest, it's not a smattering of people. There's a whole bunch of people. See, because we have protests, and there's, you know, the protest crowds are pitiful. The way they look. Absolutely pitiful. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, many ask why if the wall, referring to Donald Trump. Lamont Gates says, many ask why if the wall was a dire emergency, why didn't he easily pass it with a majority of Republican Congress when he had the chance? Remember, a bill slashing the wealthiest Americans' taxes had to come first. The only real emergency then was to allow the wealthy to keep more money in their offshore accounts, not immigration. Good point, Lamont. And I asked that question last week. That when you had the Republicans were running all three levels of government, the executive branch, which is the president, the legislative branch, which is the the Senate and Congress, and the judicial branch. They had all three, which is the Department of Justice and the Supreme Court. No, they had everything. They had the whole ball of wax. They had the whole world in their hands, Lamont Gates, and they didn't use it. They did not use it. You know, coming up at the bottom of the hour, after the next break, it's going to be Shady Credit LLC founder, certified credit consultant, and best-selling author Juan Anderson will occupy this space in the second piece of the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to Shyamalan Chambers. So Shyamalan Chambers will be the first recipient of the Ron Kelly Show prize pack, which now check this out. The Ron Kelly Show prize pack will feature a polo shirt just like this really nice one I got on with the Ron Kelly Show logo. This is what Sharon Allen Chambers is going to receive. She's going to receive a polo shirt with the Ron Kelly Show logo on it, just exactly like this one here, right? Very embroidered, very nice. See that? Yeah. And also, she's going to get a tote bag. Now, guys don't really carry tote bags. The tote bag's mainly for the women. So I'm going to give Sharon Allen Chambers a tote bag, also with an ink pen, and there'll also be a keychain in there. So all emblazoned with the Ron Kelly Show logo, like you see, it's all about me. So everything is going to have all of this stuff all over it because, you know, it's the Ron Kelly Show and I'm all, you know, it's all about me. Anyway, so that's what Sharon Allen Chambers is going to receive. She's going to receive the Ron Kelly Show, the special Ron Kelly Show gift back, which will have a polo shirt just like this one, Ron Kelly Show tote bag, a Ron Kelly Show ink pen. If it doesn't write, let me know. I'll send you another one. And and a Ron Kelly Show keychain. All of that courtesy of yours truly, the Ron Kelly Show. I love my listeners, and Sharon Allen Chambers is going to be the first one to receive that. It's on its way to you right now, Sharon. So thank you for being such a staunch, long listener to the Ron Kelly Show. And we'll be picking out a person a week, you know, as long as supplies last. We'll be picking out a person a week to a person a week to receive the Ron Kelly Show gift pack. So, yeah. So, I missed you guys last week. Went to see King Kong on Broadway. Wow. You know, go. That's about all I can tell you. Go. I'm not going to tell you what happened. I'm not going to tell you how it was. All I'm going to tell you is go. Just go and check it out. You know, see, when you go to Broadway, right? I'm going to Broadway. There's going to be a lot of black people in the theater on Broadway, unless it's Madea or some other ghetto nonsense. So when you go, when I go to the theater, there's no black folks in there. There's like none. You know, I went to see Beautiful, the Carole King story. There was none, no black folks in there. Went to see Phantom of the Opera. There's no black folks in there. Went to see the movie about the Cinderella movie. Wicked, you know. I mean, it's very rarely you go to the theater to see any black folks in there. So black folks, let's go to the theater. Let's go. You know, it doesn't have to be about somebody cheating and the preacher sleeping with the congregation. We don't have to keep going to see that stuff. Let's go see something else. You know, let's go see something else. So I got a lot going on. A lot going on tonight. I got a lot. Got a big show going on for you. Shout out to Michael Majak. We got a lot going on here. And thank you again, Sharon Allen Chambers, who received the Ron Kelly Show gift back. Polo shirt, tote bag, ink pen, keychain, all courtesy of the Ron Kelly Show. And there's more coming. Sharon's going to get a beautiful shirt, just like this one I got on. All right, so it's 18 minutes past the hour. In just a few minutes, Juan Anderson, what we call him, Juan Anderson, credit consultant extraordinaire, who is a best-selling author and the owner and founder of Shady Credit LLC to help you get your credit in order. Okay, so what we'll do is take a quick break, and we'll come right back, and we'll talk to Juan. He's not here yet, but when we take a quick break, we'll come right back, and we'll talk to Juan Anderson, who is the credit consultant and best-selling author who's going to help you get your credit life together. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with more of this program. This is the Ron Kelly Show. Somebody doesn't know I'm on the radio. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
All right, and we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, on your phone. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Thank you, Sharon Allen Chambers. Thank you for that. Yes, thank you for that compliment. Thanks so much, Sharon Allen Chambers. And we are on live. We are live on YouTube right now. It's the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. So if you ain't got Facebook, if you're tired of Facebook, like I do get sometime when I be seeing the nonsense, y'all be putting up. Stop, Ron. Okay. So, yeah, if you get tired of Facebook, you can always, you know, you can, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel is there, and the show is being recorded right now live on YouTube. And also, if you missed the Ron Kelly Show, you can go to my archive. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, and you can see anyone, hear anyone of, oh boy, 100 shows or better, 150 shows maybe that I've done over the last couple of years. You can partake of any of those shows on the blogtalkradio.com archive. All right, I'm losing myself here. Okay, I think we have Juan Anderson. Juan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How's it going, Ron?
All right, everybody. As promised, it's Certified Credit Consultant. And shout out to Gil Maestro Jr. Shout out to you, Gil. As promised, it's Credit Consultant Extraordinaire, owner and founder of Shady Credit, and best-selling author Juan Anderson is here. Welcome, Juan. Welcome to the Ron Kelly Show.
Thank you, Ron. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Such a pleasure.
Yeah, a little faster response, Juan. Okay. is there like a time lapse? Where are you right now, as a matter of fact?
I am actually in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're like an hour behind us. Okay. All right. Juan. Okay, everybody. As promised, Juan Anderson is here. Shady Credit, credit consultant, certified credit consultant, I should say. And also, he is a best-selling author. I'll give you more information on Juan, how you can contact him if you think he can clean up your mess. Well, I'll give you more information on Juan a little bit later on in the program. Shout out to Jazzy Jess. So Juan, there's so many people are making so many different promises out here. I mean, I'm sure you've probably seen them yourself as you peruse the, even on Facebook and some of the places. There's some of the companies are promising a 150 point increase in like 90 days. Now, how possible is that? Speak to it. Talk to me, Juan.
That's a great question. And it truly depends on the situation as it relates to the person's credit profile. If there are minimal issues within the profile itself, then it is possible to see, you know, a pretty drastic increase within the credit score over that short amount of time. But in general, you really want to give it, I'd say, anywhere from about 6 to 9 months or so in order for you to see really significant increase.
Okay,
a lot of these companies. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say that. I mean, if your credit score is like 695, I mean, you're not going to be looking for anybody to fix it. Shout out to Kevin Champion, my brother from way, way, way back in the day. Shout out to Kevin Champion, Jazzy Jess as well. If I didn't mention her, Gil, Michael Mazak, Mike Burgess, Al Palace, Stuart Martinez, Lamont Cage, everybody who's watching the program on Facebook Live. Thank you everybody for joining me. Thank you to the folks who are listening on blogtalkradio.com. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. You can click on any one of those links that I put on Facebook, and you can check this thing out here. Also on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Okay, so, yeah, but what I'm saying, Juan, is somebody with a 695 credit score is not going to be looking for anybody to help them. They can just tweak it themselves. I'm talking about people who are in the fives, you know, people who have serious issues. See, because these are the people that they target, the folks where they think an environment where the credit is really, really bad, you know. So, mm-hmm. I mean, a person with bad credit would probably go for that more than somebody with so-so credit. Is that right?
I would definitely agree with you. And again, they're going to see that short time frame, and there are a lot of times they don't even really care as far as like the procedures that are really done as far as to get the credit, you know, cleaned up in that short amount of time. But in general, if someone's really promising you a significant credit score increase, you know, within a 30, 60, even 90-day time frame, I would probably do a little bit more homework just to see exactly what practices they're going to be using as it relates to the actual credit repair cleanup. And some people, you know, they do have, you know, the lower credit scores, the 500s, the low sixes, and it may relate to, you know, smaller collection accounts like medical bills, which are typically going to be a lot easier to clean up as opposed to someone who has significant credit card debt. That's going to be someone who probably isn't going to benefit from that 2-3 month turnaround time, and they're probably going to have to do more than just send out dispute letters on behalf of that client in order to get the credit cleaned up. What a lot of people don't understand is that when it comes to credit repair, it's not always just about taking stuff off of the credit report. There are going to be some instances where stuff is not going to be able to be removed, especially if it's like a newer credit card charge-off account, if it's like a repossession or something like that. they're typically going to want some sort of a settlement offer or some sort of financial means to what I like to call stop the bleeding. And a lot of times you'll want to stop the bleeding as it relates to that negative account actively reporting on your credit profile month over month. So,
okay, so
it truly does depend. Go ahead.
No, finish your thought.
Oh, I was just going to say, so it truly does depend on the credit profile, and it really is a case-by-case situation to determine if someone would even qualify to have, you know, the significant increase within a short amount of time. Does that make sense?
Okay, so let me ask you this, Juan. Now, okay, yeah, because we need to move this along here. Let me ask you this. So there's different, as far as clean up your credit, it's basically like getting rid of the things that have been on there too long. Like, what are the time frames for like charge-offs and maybe repossessions and stuff like that? What is the time? Is there a time frame for that where it has to come off your credit report after a certain amount of time?
Absolutely. Typically, it's going to be the seven-year time frame as it relates to any sort of negative account reporting on the credit profile. It's going to be 7 years from the date that it actually went delinquent, unless you can challenge it to get it removed sooner. But that is the length of time that it can stay on there, as opposed to as it relates to like repossessions, charge-offs, and things like that. Now, bankruptcies, we're talking Chapter 13. That's going to be about 7 years. The Chapter 7, we're talking 10. So it really kind of depends on the particular account. Student loans could remain on there indefinitely, you know, and we know the student loans are a big problem for a lot of us. So those are going to be something that you really do want to make sure that you pay attention to as well.
Okay. So let's say I go to you. Now, how does anybody get into this? I mean, is this a career choice or something you stumbled into? I mean, how does anybody get into or choose? And not to say it's not an honorable profession or anything like that, but how does someone choose the credit consulting business? I mean, how did you get into it?
Great question. Well, it's funny because when I initially started this out, I didn't have any plan whatsoever to get into actually repairing people's credit. It kind of snowballed and happened. I wrote my first book just sharing my story of how I was able to bounce back after filing my third bankruptcy by the time I turned 30. So I wrote my first book. It went bestseller. And then I put, you know, myself on like social media and things like that.
What's the name of the book?
And then people started to kind of...
What was the name of the book? I'm sorry to interrupt you, Juan. What was the name of the book in case anybody who's listening wants to grab that book? What was the name of it and where is it available?
Sure. It's called How I Fixed My Shady Credit, because that's exactly what I had.
Okay.
And it's available on Amazon. Or you can also, if you sign up for my email list through my website, JuanTheCreditDoc.com, you'll actually get a free copy of the ebook.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So how did you get into this?
Yeah, so I went through, you know, set myself up on social media and started kind of, you know, putting out there just different informational posts, you know, different memes and just stuff that I created and really try to educate individuals and not really try to sell them on credit repair because that's not really what I was into trying to do. And then eventually people just started asking me, like, hey, Juan, how do I do this? You know, how do I fix this? And then people started to ask me if I would be willing to just do the work for them. So I was actually a corporate data analyst by trade. That's what I did full time. And, you know, as my business kind of grew and it evolved and I continued to get people that reach out to me all across the country and through radio interviews and things like that, it just kind of snowballed into this credit repair business. And so I decided that I probably should go ahead and get some sort of a certification. So I went ahead and took the board certification test to become board certified in conjunction with having my master's degree in healthcare administration. So I really did try to focus on, you know, credit health. And it just kind of happened. I didn't really seek to get into credit repair, but, you know, through educating and then kind of just empowering others. And like I said, people just don't really have time to do the work themselves and then just need help and someone to kind of coach them through it. And that's kind of how it happened. So I've been pretty blessed.
So, all right. So, or what are the things that people should look out for? Let's say you got bad credit and you're looking for some place to, and I'm not necessarily talking about you, but let's say you got bad credit and you're looking for a place to get it fixed. What are some of the warning signs that you should, you know, that you should try to pick up on before you sign up with somebody who wants to help you fix your credit?
People who give guarantees and people who promise you that they can remove certain items off of your credit report, I would definitely steer clear of those people like that just promise you that they can do, you know, certain things on your credit, because let's be honest, nothing's guaranteed, especially with credit repair. So, and then too, it's also great to speak with someone and really kind of get a gauge of their education level as far as, like, what do they know about credit repair? What do they know about credit and FICO scores and, you know, best ways to really leverage your credit and really maximize your credit? I know it's really – there's a lot of companies out there that they don't really know the ins and outs of credit repair. And I've actually had clients that have come aboard with me that were – there's, like, some different pyramid-type companies that are out there that – it's not really about educating the individual. It's more or less about getting sales and stuff like that and just sending off dispute letters that saying that the accounts aren't yours, if in fact something is yours, and that's probably not the right way to do the credit repair. So just kind of talking to them, getting a gauge of their knowledge base, and really having that one-on-one conversation with them to figure out what the goals are, what they're going to do through the credit repair process. If someone's just kind of like, well, just send me your stuff and not really had a real in-depth conversation with you about, you know, what is involved in the credit repair, then that's totally going to be a red flag that you'll want to look out for as well. So.
Okay, so basically, I guess it's the same thing like buying a car or something. Well, if the person's talking fast, you need to head for the hills. If they're,
yeah.
You can promise is that, you know, and a lot of it is just common sense, too. Somebody's talking about something that's too good to be true, you know, chances are that it probably is. So, all right, so everybody, it's Juan Anderson, who is the owner and founder of Shady Credit LLC. He's also a certified credit consultant. What does that mean, Juan, certified credit consultant? You went to school for it or something? You've been certified by who?
Well, they have like this board certification. It's like this nationally known CC. It's like the Credit Consultant Association. It's like a certification. It's like a course that you take, and you have to take like a test to become board certified. So it's just something like a stamp of approval that you truly do know the ins and outs of credit repair and credit education as well. So that's really what it is.
All right. So everybody else.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I know there's a time, there's a little bit of a delay between where you are and where I am, probably because we're talking through the computer and all. But I just want to say to everybody else, right after this interview with this conversation with Juan Anderson, we're going to, there's some stuff going on in America. It's just, you know, the lawfully armed black man dies. The crazed gunman lives who shoots five people in the bank. I mean, what's up with that? We're going to talk about that. I promise you we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about that in the next segment after this one with certified credit consultant Juan Anderson. All right, so Juan, your website is?
It's JuanTheCreditDoc.com.
Okay, and you're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and all that good stuff?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
Instagram,
now
if you Google me, you'll find me.
So, all right, so if anybody ever come to you and like the situation was so bad that you just is the situation unfixable, Juan?
Yes, there are some situations where I won't even bother, you know, dealing with the client. If a client comes to me and, you know, they've got like very recent, you know, late payments as it relates to credit cards, or if they've got a recent repossession or they want it taken off of their credit report, I'm just going to be honest with them. Like, you know, that's not going to be something that I'm probably going to be able to help you out on, especially if it's something that's a newer issue with the credit. you know, we can definitely go through rounds of, you know, challenging the items. But a lot of times when it relates to, like, credit card debts, repossessions and stuff like that, you typically are going to want to, you know, offer them something to at least, you know, settle on those debts. A lot of people think that credit repair, again, is just removing stuff off of your credit report. But in my mind, I'm all about accountability. I'm all about mindset. And I tell all of my clients, credit repair is 80% mindset and only about 20%, you know, report cleanup and things like that. You have to truly shift your mindset if you want to truly fix your credit. It's not just about your credit is more than just a score. It's more than just a report. It's truly your reputation of how you handle other people's money. And I try to get people to understand that.
Yeah, but sometimes, Wanda, you know, people go through stuff. I mean, look at the government workers, for example. Like right now, they're not getting paid, and now look at them. They're not getting paid, right? And their bills are falling behind because they're not getting paid. I mean, there are situations that people fall into, but the credit agencies don't see that. But why are there three agencies? Why isn't there just one?
I really don't know why there's three. There's actually more than three. There's probably over a dozen. It's just that the three main ones are Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. And to kind of go back to the point that you made prior about the whole government shutdown, what I have noticed though about the government shutdown is that a lot of the credit card companies, they do have different hardship programs in place to really help those individuals who do experience those things like that. I know, for example, my Citibank credit cards, when I log on to make my payment, I can see it right there. If you are a victim of the government shutdown or if you have been impacted, please give us a call. People just think that, you know, it's not always about paying the debt. It's about speaking with them and just not forgetting about it. People just sometimes they're like, oh, forget about it. I can't pay it. I'm not going to talk to them. I'm not going to do anything about it. Well, that's not really the right way to repair your credit. That's not really the right way to get yourself out of any situation. And, I mean, it's actually you have to, like I said, you have to be held accountable for the things that you do. Not saying that you got to pay the whole thing back, but if you use the credit card, you typically need to give them something. You need to settle the debt. You need to try to resolve the issue and not just kind of let it go by the wayside. And if your situation is really bad, file a bankruptcy. You know, go bankrupt. That's what they're there for. That's what the government systems are out there for. But you've got to take responsibility for the debt that you've created. So that's what I'm referring to as it relates to that, the accountability piece.
Okay. All right. All right, everybody. This has been give us your information once again, Juan Anderson. It's Juan Anderson, credit consultant extraordinaire and best-selling author and owner and founder of Shady Credit. Now, give us the skinny on what, you know, your website, phone number, all that good stuff.
Yeah, my website again is www.wandthecreditdoc.com. You can reach me directly. My business phone number is 614-869-3426. Or if you just Google me, you'll find me. I'm all over the internet. They've had magazine articles written about me and press releases and stuff like that. So I'm out there.
Okay. All right. Juan Anderson. All right. And thank you, Juan, for taking time out to talk to us here, my audience on the Ron Kelly Show. Now you can go back and perform some miracles for some people who need some assistance. It was a pleasure talking to you, Juan. And you know, we'll be talking behind the scenes. So thank you so much for joining me, Juan. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Juan. It's an honor, and thank you so much. You have a great evening, sir.
Oh, you too, Juan. Thank you so much. All right, everybody, we're going to take a thank you, Juan Anderson. All right, everybody, we're going to take one more quick break, and we'll come back and wrap this puppy up. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called, speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun, Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh, yes, it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. .com. These things are annoying, but I have to wear them. We are back. It's 20 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me this evening. It's Thursday night. Oh, Lord, was you out there on Monday? Oh, my goodness. 8 degrees, 5 degrees, 4 degrees, 20 below zero. I didn't know what was going on. All I knew it was cold as hell, and I didn't want to be outside. And flipped the script today. I was on my way home. I flipped the temperature gauge on my car. Said 57 degrees. So, oh boy, you just don't know. But anyway, I welcome that 57 degrees. Because, man, it was freezing. Even though it rained today, I was okay with it. Anyway, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. The YouTube channel is alive and fast, and we're on it right now. So if you don't have access to Facebook, if you've been Facebook blinded or whatever the case may be, what do they call it? Facebook jail. What the hell is Facebook jail? I mean, really, I think that they put you on hiatus for a couple of days, something like that, Facebook jail. I mean, give me a break. See, the book that a lot of y'all need to be reading is this. See this? A lot of y'all need to be reading this book. This is called Face Hook. It's by, and I read it too. You know, I needed to read it too so I can get my act together. It's Face Hook by my good friend and former radio co-host, Dr. Susanna Flores. This is a very, very good book. So y'all, some of y'all should read this. And I'm not saying that you got problems or anything like that, but this is Dr. Susanna Flores' book. And I tell you, this is a very good book. Dr. Susanna Flores, Face Hooked. See, it looks like Facebooked on the back. Face Hooked, Facebook. And of course, there's a, and see that? If you look very closely, you'll see, oh, the Ron Kelly Show. I'm on the back cover. So, I mean, that's not why you buy it, but anyway, it's Face Hooked is by Dr. Susanna Flores, and it's really very helpful. I'm not saying that y'all are crazy or anything. It's really very, very helpful. But I was disappointed to look and see some of the posts that you folks are putting out there on Dr. King Day. You're still putting pictures of your food. It looks like, looks a mess. And people still putting their pictures of their food up there and smash it or pass it or what would you do in this situation? You came home and found your wife doing it. What would you? I mean, I just can't take it. I just cannot take it. But anyway, the internet doesn't belong to me, because if it did, a lot of people I know wouldn't be on it. Anyway, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. There's about 15 minutes left. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, Facebook Live right now. We are on, what is this? Oh, the Ron Kelly Show channel. The Ron Kelly Show channel on YouTube is live and kicking right now. Yeah, we're going to make it one day. So anyway, shout out to the people who are out there, 800,000 federal workers who are not being paid. You know, Trump has a lot of nerve. You know, all of this over his damn wall. You know, all of this over a wall. See, Trump knows that this wall isn't going to stop illegal immigration. He knows it. It isn't a wall. I mean, it never stopped them before. They built tunnels. They built tunnels that look better than the Lincoln Tunnel. They had tiles on the side, roof, nice. Paved. You probably can drive right through there. They got tunnels that are better than the Lincoln Tunnel that the Mexicans are drilling underneath the ground. As a matter of fact, there was a tunnel that was dug to a KFC, that I believe the cartel owned I don't know if it was the Pablo Escobar cartel, but the cartel owned a KFC in one of the border towns, in one of the towns that are just on the American side of the border, Laredo, or one of those places. And they owned the KFC, and the illegal immigrants would stroll through that tunnel that looks like better than a Lincoln Tunnel. The only thing it doesn't have is toll booths. They strolled through that Lincoln Tunnel, and they came up into the chicken place, into the KFC, and they just came out with a bag of chicken like anybody else on the American side. So nothing. And Trump, so Trump knows that this wall isn't going to stop illegal immigration. But you see, this is part of his legacy. Like the president, going back all the way. Well, unfortunately, Clinton's legacy is Monica Lewinsky, unfortunately. But you know, but Trump, Bush too, for example, his legacy was the Iraq War. President Obama, his legacy was Obamacare. That was President Obama's legacy. And now this wall is Donald Trump's legacy. And see, and this is why, you know, because $5.7 billion really isn't a whole lot of money. You know, it's not. I mean, when you're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars, the government is already $20 trillion in debt, you know. And the United States government does not, it's like Patterson, you know, it doesn't have any money. The United States government runs on borrowed money, and they're paying billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars in interest on the money that the United States of America borrows to operate itself, because it spent so much more than what it actually had, $20 trillion more than what it actually had. So the United States government is in more debt than any other country in the world, probably. And now there's going to be another fight. So shout out to Lamont Escobar from Colombia. Yeah. So I don't know if it was him, Lamont. I don't know. I mean, the money, the drugs. Let me just segue to this for a second. The drugs come from all over the place. The drugs from South America probably mostly come to you. I don't know. I mean, I know Trump was. I don't want Escobar people coming at me, but I don't know where the drugs come from. But I'm fairly certain that a lot of it comes through Mexico. And through container ships that, you know, because you ever go past Port Authority, you see like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of containers, and they can't search every one of them. So I'm fairly certain that there's something in one of them. The scary part is that there might be a nuclear weapon in one of them. That's what you don't want. But anyway, so Trump, the wall is Trump's legacy. That's going to be the signature thing. Like Obamacare was President Obama's signature piece of legislation. So that's something that's going to be attached to Obama long after he's not here. Like this radio show is going to be attached to me long after I'm not here. So if anything should happen to me tonight, you'll be able to log on to Facebook or Twitter or something. You'll be able to see me still alive. But hopefully God spare me that nothing's going to happen. But shout out to Lakeisha Mims, sister of Councilwoman at Large. Mims. Y'all know who she is. Anyway, so Trump knows that this wall isn't going to stop anything. See, this is part of Trump's legacy. See, this wall will be attached to Trump, right? This wall will be attached to Trump forever. Why are you bothering me? This wall will be attached to Trump. And this is what his base wants. How much time do I have left? Okay, only 9 minutes left. Okay, 9 minutes and 45 seconds before the hour of 10 o'clock here on The Ron Kelly Show. BlogTalkRadio.com, RonKellyShow.com, Facebook Live, and also the YouTube, The Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel, which people are starting to pick up a little bit. Appreciate y'all out there. Appreciate you. So we're going to make it to the promised land. Yeah, and speaking of the promised land, The Ron Kelly Show, we are negotiating. We're trying to make it happen. We're trying to make it happen with WPAT 930 AM in Lower Manhattan, which covers the whole tri-state area, including parts of Connecticut, in upstate New York. Now, we are negotiating, and we're trying to negotiate with these folks to put the Ron Kelly Show on. It'll be Saturday morning at 6 a.m. That's the time we're talking about right now. Saturday morning at 6 a.m., Ron Kelly Show on WPAT 930 a.m., which covers the whole entire tri-state area, including parts of Connecticut and Staten Island, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the Ron Kelly Show is going to explode if we can make this happen. So we need sponsors. Sponsorship. You know, I'll put your logo back there instead of mine, as long as you pay me. So get at me, theronkellyshow@gmail.com, theronkellyshow@gmail.com. We got some very innovative ways where you can advertise your product or services on the Ron Kelly Show and to the entire tri-state when the Ron Kelly Show moves to WPAT 930 a.m. As soon as we can get the numbers right. Focus on the numbers. Got to focus on the numbers. Anyway, so the about 8 minutes before the hour. So anyway, Trump's legacy is this wall. And see, this is what he promised to the folks that he, you know, the folks in West Virginia and some of the poorest places in the country. I can't understand why they like Trump in the first place. But these are the people he made promises to. These are the people. You know, these are the people. Shaolin Chamber says the wall will take years to build, and let's not forget about the lawsuits regarding eminent domain. That's right, because the wall, in order for it to be built, land has to be grabbed from people who own property down there, especially along the Texas-Mexico border. So, good point, Sharon Allen Chambers. See, that's why I like Sharon, because she pays attention. She listens to the whole show. She don't leave. Some of y'all need to pick up on that. But I do understand. But anyway, yeah, so it's going to be eminent domain where, thank you, Sharon, good point, that people who own land in the path of the fence, wall, barricade, whatever they're going to call it, their property is going to be snatched from them, or the government will purchase it for peanuts and they in order to build this wall. So, but you don't let a wall stand between paychecks and 800,000 people. You know, I mean, in every branch of government is affected, except for like Secret Service protects the president. You got the FBI, the counterterrorism, you got the air traffic controllers. I mean, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. And these people need to be paid. And, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, Pelosi is all that. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people don't like Pelosi, but Nancy Pelosi, but she is standing up to Trump. She's standing up to Trump. And I love it. Let me tell you, I really, really love it that she's standing up to Trump. See, because throughout Trump's whole life, nobody ever stood up to Trump. You know, nobody ever stood up to Donald Trump. He was born rich. He owned, created his own company. His father gave him the money to start his company. I mean, I'm not mad at him. I wish I had a father who was rich to give me money to start my own company. So I'm not mad at him. But no one ever challenges Trump. Never. His whole life. Even when he was young, when he was a kid, nobody probably challenged him. Yes, yes, yes. Then he started the Trump Organization. He's a president of that company, billion-dollar business. Nobody ever said, well, Donnie, you shouldn't do... And then nobody ever said anything to him. They just let him go run amok. You know? And then he becomes president. Now, that's which is the ultimate ego trip, being president of the United States of America. The ultimate ego trip. And what he does is, you know, he surrounds himself with people who say yes, except for Defense Secretary Mattis, who said, get lost. You know, when Trump first floated the idea of taking the troops out of Syria, Mattis didn't like it and he walked away. And see, Mattis was smart because he knew Trump would lie and say that he really didn't quit, I fired him. So he sent out letters to, I didn't get one, but he sent out letters to news organizations, sent out letters informing folks that he had a problem with the Trump mistake that he was about to make about taking troops out of Syria and exposing the Kurds who were down with the United States of America. The Kurds have been down with the United States of America. The Kurds who were down with the United States of America got left behind because once the troops... Because the Turks and the Kurds don't get along. Turkey is right there, and they don't get along with the Kurds. So the Kurds knew that once the United States of America left Syria, the United States troops left Syria, they would no longer be protected. So you can see the Kurds crying You can see the Kurd soldiers crying because they knew Turkey was going to seize the moment and set upon them, right after the United States left. So now we have a situation where the world is really in peril right now, with Trump running everything. The world's in peril. But I'm so hyped up about Nancy Pelosi because she's telling Trump no, and that's a word Trump hasn't heard his whole life. No, not from no one, not from his wives that he purchased, not from nobody. He doesn't get told no until now. Nancy Pelosi is standing up to Trump. Wait a minute. Why is my video over? All right, anyway, my video is over, people. Go to, all right. It's ended. Oh, it must be an hour. Okay. All right. I must have gone over the time frame for, All right, everybody, so we're going to break out of here. All right, I'm going to go. All right, everybody on the YouTube channel, do partake in the Ron Kelly Show. It's every Thursday, 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com, and of course on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. You can check me out. Okay. All right, everybody, so we'll see you back here with another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I'm done.